Remembering Sir Arthur's Spirit, a message from your CEO, Adrian Bell. As Remembrance Sunday nears, I would like to draw your attention to the small service we hold in Hampstead Cemetery on the Saturday morning at the grave of our founder, Sir Arthur Pearson. The service is at the grave itself, and if you'll find yourself in the area, you're very welcome to attend. When we held the service there last year, the grave was looking a little forlorn and unloved, so we have had work done on it to return it to an appropriate state. We will publish pictures of this service in the next copy of the review. In his article in last month's review, Barry wrote about the planning work we are undertaking to balance the charity's budget and make the charity more sustainable. Our present annual deficit is about 40% of our 32 million expenditure. As part of our transformation programme, we are aiming to eliminate the deficit by 2028. Some of you might conclude that this is not sufficiently ambitious, but the work we have to do is complex, and we believe it is better to progress in a measured fashion than rush at it with the risk of either reaching the wrong outcomes or failing altogether. At the same time, and in a move supported by many of you who have commented, our ambition remains to support more serving personnel and veterans earlier in the sight loss journey so that we can help more people to live independent lives. This will not be easy, and there is much work we must do to understand how best to deploy limited resources to the best effect. But we are committed and determined. Success in our transformation programme is partially reliant on hearing from our present members about what they value most in terms of what is most beneficial to their lives today. This is why we commissioned both the member conference in May this year and the subsequent member survey. We now have the results of that survey and comparative findings from the last 6 years of the annual member satisfaction survey, and the results will be summarised later in this recording. The conference and the surveys will be feeding into our transformation programme, and we will also be seeking further engagement with members to help us develop our plans as time goes on. More details of how this will work will be with you all in due course. I would just like to reiterate my very sincere gratitude to all of you who have supported the conference and the survey and strongly encourage support for further work from as many of you as possible who share the vision of a sustainable charity. On a lighter note, we held the final military dinner of the year recently at RAF Honington. The station commander, Wing Commander Max Hayward, and his team did us proud, and 80 members and guests thoroughly enjoyed the day. Planning has already commenced for similar events next year, and details will be forthcoming shortly. I will just close by mentioning the recent achievements of two of our members. Clive Jones was nominated for the BBC Make a Difference Award, and Jamie Weller took to the stage at the Edinburgh Festival with his stand-up comedy act. Well done to both of you.